Tim Versalotti, you're a political scientist. You are the head of the Western New England University poll. You're a bright guy. But I'm a little bit puzzled about this election. No matter what Donald Trump seems to say that would get him into political trouble, there does seem to be a vote for him that doesn't change no matter what he does or says. Well, what's that all about?
It has been a remarkable cycle. I'm among lots of folks who listen to the rhetoric and say, wow, no one's been able to do this before. What's going on here? Part of it is that there is a base that Trump has that just wants change, that and sees him as the vehicle towards it. Well, I may amend that. Maybe it's more they see the country changing and they want to slow down that change. So these are white male and female voters, but more so male voters, folks who don't have a college degree, who feel like they've been left behind by the economy, who feel like they're being left behind by society, that their interests are getting overlooked. And Donald Trump has said himself he could commit a violent crime on the streets of Manhattan and it would not shrink the support from that base. And the Clinton campaign really has to run with that in mind, that they are not going to shake loose his base of support. Hillary Clinton was very clever when she used the phrase, the in-basket of deplorables, to describe Trump supporters who are maybe white nationalists or may harbor other bigoted and prejudiced views. A lot of people saw that as a gaffe, but what it did was for a number of news cycles forced the Trump campaign to say, we're not bigoted, we're not racist, nor are our supporters. And any time you're explaining and defending, the adage in politics goes, you're losing. So it's a complicated base, and it's a dynamic that we haven't seen in recent electoral politics.
Tim Versalotti, I want to ask you about Senator Warren. She's the progressive, the darling of the progressives, and boy, she's really been trying to help Clinton and saying some things which other politicians might find dangerous. What do you make of it all?
Well, she knows she's got a solid base here in Massachusetts. She has no clear opposition coming up in 2018 that we know of. The former Boston Red Sox player, Curt Schilling, has flirted with the idea of running against her, but not much has come of that. Our friends at WBUR and Mass Inc. Polling did a matchup and found she'd beat him by more than 20 points. So she feels like she's got the political capital and that here is a chance for her to take on Donald Trump. She prefers Twitter, and as does Donald Trump, and she's been very effective at getting under her skin with various tweets. And again, it's a kind of political discourse and rhetoric we haven't seen before. But clearly, Elizabeth Warren feels like she's in a very strong political position to play this part, the part of the attack dog on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Now, there are those people who are progressive, who, including Jill Stein herself, who was before these very microphones for an hour, you know, who think that, you know, she's a big part of the problem. They're not going to vote for her under any circumstances ever. Does Senator Warren hurt herself with her progressive followers by being an HRC person?
On the margins, she might. She has gotten some flack in social media and in public appearances from supporters of Bernie Sanders' candidacy who feel like she sold out on her progressive principles by backing Hillary Clinton. And so a bit of that is melting away. But if you look at her poll numbers, and here I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren, it doesn't seem to have hurt her a great deal with the bulk of her supporters, at least here in Massachusetts. Mentioning the Jill Stein candidacy raises an interesting issue about the dynamics of the presidential race. Jill Stein has run for president before, and she got a fraction of a percent of the vote in 2012. She's polling at about 3% nationally right now. And Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, who also has run before and again got less than 1% of the vote, he's polling at 8 or 9%. And what those of us who are polling on this race are wondering is, where do those supporters go? Do they stick with a vote of principle, or do they melt away to one of the major party candidates as we get closer to November?
Or Tim Versalotti, where they're coming from. I mean, my assumption, what do I know, was that Republicans who didn't want to vote, and there are a lot of them who are saying, I'm not voting for Trump and I'm not voting for Hillary, that those are natural people to go over to the Libertarian side, to the Johnson side, and
right.
of course to our own Bill Weld, who is a funny man. I'm told by some people who think they know that that ticket is pulling from the Clintonites. What do you think?
Yeah, when you go from a four-person race to a two-person race, the margin between Clinton and Trump is almost the same, 1, 2, 3 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics average. So it's hard to tell. Johnson may be pulling some support from Trump. I've read the argument that he's pulling more support from Hillary Clinton. I've also heard an interesting dynamic among Jill Stein supporters that those who live in swing states say, I'm casting this vote of principle, but if it looks like Trump is going to win my state, I will vote for Hillary Clinton. So these voters, they don't number huge amounts, but they could provide the difference in some of these swing states where the polling is showing that things are very, very close. So it's an interesting concept, a vote, casting a vote out of principle, unless that vote is going to be meaningful, and then cast it for the person who offends you less. Again, Jill Stein has used a line, don't vote for the lesser of two evils. But there are some of her supporters who contemplate a Trump presidency who say, well, no, there may come a point where they have to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Tim Versalotti, we only have 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you about early voting in Massachusetts, a concept people can get their ballots in early. How do you do that, and is it working?
So here's how it works. The legislature has set this up so that beginning on October 24th, people can cast a ballot in the November 8th election. Prior to that, you had to sign an affidavit saying you weren't going to be in your voting jurisdiction on election day in order to vote early. So communities have to set up one polling place per 35,000 voters in order for this to work. And you can vote early during business hours, weekdays, October 24th to November 4th. There has been a recent challenge. The city clerk in Woburn has questioned whether the legislature had the constitutional authority to create early voting. City and town clerks who administer elections in Massachusetts look at this as an unfunded mandate. They weren't given the budget to maintain polling places, even just a handful of them, for 10 days. So the question is, did the legislature have this power, or should it have gone to the voters in a referendum? That hasn't made its way into the courts yet. It may not. The Secretary of the Commonwealth, Bill Galvin, says, no, this is clearly in the legislature's purview. But there's a little bit of a hiccup right now, and it'll be interesting to see if this plays out. If it does, beginning October 24th, people can cast a ballot, no excuse needed, at minimum at their town or city hall, and depending on the size of the community, possibly at other locations. So all 351 cities and towns in the state have to have at least one polling place, one per 35,000 voters. If you have under 35,000...
We have under 35,000.
Yeah, and my town does as well. You still have to have a polling place. I checked with our city clerk because I'm a political scientist and I wonder about these things.
Indeed you do, and you are our friend. We love Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, a wonderful professor of political science, and a great friend to WAMC. Tim, thanks so much for doing all of this with us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Alan.